Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Skip is a friend of mine, and he was a DJ back in the 80s. The mid-80s when, like, Fairman's and all the clubs, the Park and Confetti and the clubs downtown, there was the Rainforest, Georgie Porgy's. I mean, look, I was at all these places. Anyway, Skip was a DJ during this time. He joins us on WWL. Hey, Skip.
Hi, Scoot. Great to be with you.
Thanks. You know, you were part of just a wild time, and, you know, you've struggled recently. And recently, Saturday, I went to your 70th birthday party at your house with you and your wife, Kathy. And it was great, great stories. I needed to talk about this one day, but great stories with these DJs who were part of that whole 80s nightclub scene, which was really quite a scene.
It was. It was a lot of fun back then. Still think about it to this day and still have a big group of DJ friends. We get together and play music and have a great time.
That's awesome. But Skip, you struggled, and I saw you struggle at times, and you've just started to change. And how long have you been sober?
In fact, I just completed 4 months.
Okay.
It's been very interesting. I come from a family school of long history of drinking. You know, I started in my teens. You know, it's New Orleans. You have crawfish when you're a kid. Your dad gives you a sip of beer. Mm-hmm. Look at my friends. Most of those of my friends are drinkers or alcoholics. And what kind of keyed me into thinking about this, even at my age, you know, you start thinking, is it really too late to do this? Well, I had my yearly doctor appointment, and when I went, I got all good news. You know, how fortunate to be 70 or turning 70 at the time, and you get back and it's all good news. No problems with your liver, your kidneys, nothing.
That's
right?
It's a blessing because you challenge those organs. And look, I know you're just 4 months in, but I wanted to talk to you because there are a lot of people out there that are going to hear from people. And I've got people on hold. We're getting text messages from people who have been sober for a long time. Look, that's great. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get to all of your comments. But I wanted to talk to Skip because it's new for him. It's 4 months in. And some of you maybe want to hear from somebody who is newer in the process because 10 years down the road, it's going to be different than 4 months. Now, I saw you at your birthday party at your house Saturday night, and everybody around you was drinking.
Yes.
And you were. How did you deal with that?
You know, it was fine. It was a little bit difficult, but one of the things I've learned is always have something in your hand, a Coca-Cola, a glass of water, a smoothie, just something to drink. Because, you know, when you see other people drinking, it becomes, you know, your old habit to grab a drink yourself. So have something. Be a little bit prepared for it. That's what's helped me somewhat. And the other thing is crowds is not typically my problem. It's 5 o'clock in the evening was my problem. The 5 o'clock somewhere syndrome for me.
So you would get home at say 5 o'clock, around 5 o'clock. You get home after a day of work, and it was your habit of having a drink. And so you could go all day without a drink, looking forward to that moment when you could start drinking.
Couldn't wait to get that first glass of wine and, you know, to walk over to the refrigerator and get that little shot of vodka and doggone it, that, you know, a glass of wine is good, a bottle is certainly better, right? And if a shot of vodka is good, two or three more is even better to get you to where you want to get real quick, like.
You know, one of the things also, and you may be experiencing this, but I noticed this with my OCD when I got it under control. You know, the bottle or the drugs are a friend. A bad friend, but it's a companion. It's been there, it's part of your life for a long time. So how did you get over the hump of getting over the habit of coming home and having a drink after work?
I'm still in mourning, to be honest with you. But what I did was I checked myself into an IOP, which is an intensive outpatient program. Very simple to do. I was fortunate because I was still working and insurance covered it, but it was a basis of getting started with what I wanted to do. That was just to stop drinking, just that common goal. One of the things I didn't like, I didn't want to go to AA meetings or any kind of 12-step program meetings, I should say. So with that being said, the first thing I see on the schedule is, hey, you have to go to a 12-step program of some type every day. So I did, and as it went on, it became more and more interesting, and I became more and more close to what was going on in my life, and it's been a key. I have not missed a meeting since in my 4 months of sobriety. I go every morning at 7:15. It's just important to me now to do that. It starts your day off right. It makes you think differently. It makes you think positive. It makes you think about others. That is really the support that I'm getting from my family, my friends, even the drinkers, has been incredible. That support is another thing that really assist you in getting through.
Well, there were some people at your party that I don't think were helping very much when they say things like, hey, Skip, bring me another beer.
I don't mind that. That wasn't bad. And we actually bought some beer and wine for this party because we knew people would want to drink. I wasn't serving hard alcohol. They could bring that if they wanted to. But, you know, it's just a matter of I know that for me it's bad. I'm allergic to it. Mm-hmm. I have to stay away from it. And that's what I go with. You know, if I'm allergic to shrimp, which I am, I have an EpiPen for it, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's close by. With alcohol, it's taking the first drink. If you have the first drink, most people can say have one or two. I'm going to have another 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it works. That's the genetic makeup that I was given. So I have to work with that, and I try my best to work with that. And, yeah, you know, if other folks want to drink, that is their business. I just try to look at my day, what's going on that day. I don't think about what's my life going to be without alcohol, because if you do, you drive yourself crazy. Just think about the current time, the current position you're in.
Doesn't it help you when people like Nikki Sixx speak out and talk about how great life is now? Because, I mean, there wasn't a bigger drinker and drugger in the world than Nikki Sixx.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you go to these 12-step programs, I'm actually seeing people that I used to see in the nightclubs that are in these programs.
Wow.
I'm seeing just a variety of folks that are just trying to make themselves lives better. Yes, I think more people in a high position, musicians, actors, whatever it may be, attorneys, physicians, should speak about their issue with alcohol and the things that they try to get through it. Again, I think a 12-step program is the key. If you can latch on to a good group of people, you know, sometimes you have to shop around a little bit, but latch on to a good group of people, they are always there for you at any time of the day or night.
Skip,
make a phone call. Talk to someone. It's
Skip,
great.
I appreciate you sharing this with us, and I'm sure you're inspiration to a lot of people who know they need to be kind of where you are, and you're just 4 months in, and good luck, and I appreciate you sharing this with us, and I'm glad you're doing great.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.